Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, a good morning to you, 412-928-9370. So I got to tell you, there is one way. I've roundly criticized Ben Roethlisberger coming back for a year. Okay, or it could be more than 1 year. But listen, I think that Ben Roethlisberger gives you about the same chance as if you installed Mason Rudolph as the starter. And by that, I mean, here's the apex in the ceiling. The Steelers will win in the 17-game season. They'll go 10-7. They'll go 9-8. Either guy, that's the ceiling. They might win a wild card game. That's it. They'll go no further than that. They won't do better with Mason Rudolph. They might do worse. Rudolph might fall all apart and win five games. You get a good draft pick. Nonetheless, Ben decides he wants to come back. Art II says, okay, number seven, let's talk to Tolner. Let's sign the papers. Let's do it. I don't think it's the best idea. I think to start the relaunch is the best way to go. We're not going to do that. The Steelers are going to go ahead and stay with Ben. I'll tell you, there's one way in which I can say, all right, I'll buy it. And it's this. If the moment that Ben Roethlisberger, after he goes 10-7 and they either win one playoff game or they miss the playoffs next year, or lose the playoff game, whatever it is, probably lose the playoff game. If the moment that they lose that playoff game, the Pittsburgh Steelers start to say, okay, we're done with this. We're finished with it. And what they then do is they really, really not just entertain, but they pull it off. They say, forget Mason Rudolph. Forget this. We had a first-round grade on him. He's not the guy. They trade draft picks, and I'm talking high draft picks, big draft picks, and they go all in, first-round draft picks, and they trade up, and they take who, and they might swing and miss, but you have to fish in this pool, even if you know there are guys that are going to miss when you take in the first round, and they need to trade up, and the next quarterback to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers needs to be a guy they take in the top 12 of the draft. That's the only way I can get on board with this, with Ben Roethlisberger coming back. If not, it's just same old floating along.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know enough about the quarterbacks.
I don't need to know enough about them. There's always three quarterbacks or four quarterbacks that can play in the NFL in drafts.
Okay. But trading into the top 10 doesn't necessarily guarantee you're going to hit a home run with that pick. You know, we saw how lucky they got to have Ben Roethlisberger fall to them and what it did for them as an organization for a decade and a half, right? Or at least a decade. Having that elite quarterback gave them a legitimate opportunity to say, our goal is a Lombardi every single year. I don't know if it's necessarily trading up in the draft. I don't know if it's, you know, if we get a similar quarterback carousel next year and trying to make a move on somebody who's available next offseason with a trade of those very same draft picks that you maybe just mentioned. But I don't know if it's in kicking the cans, all these cans down the road, they simply say, as Ray said a couple minutes ago, Ray Fittipaldo, okay, now it's your chance, Mason. And is Mason Rudolph then, are they going to give him some sort of middling contract extension and finally give him a shot? I don't know. I just don't see any way this works out well in any way it makes sense, short of Ben Roethlisberger jogging off the field with the Lombardi trophy in his hands.
Me either.
February.
Me either. But what I do know is this. Here's who won playoff games this season. Allen, he was a seventh overall pick. Mayfield, first overall. Goff, first overall. Lamar Jackson, 32nd, first-round pick. Rodgers, 24th, first-round pick. Mahomes, 10th overall. The two guys who weren't first-round picks, one was Breeze, who was the 32nd overall, the first pick of the second round, and then Brady, who is a sixth-round pick. People want to throw in anybody's face, well, Brady's won the Super Bowl a bunch of times as a sixth-round pick. I don't see a bunch of teams clamoring to trade into the sixth round to draft their quarterback, though. He's the ultimate anomaly in sports. you have to swim, or excuse me, you have to fish in the lake of first round picks for a quarterback if you want to have a true shot. I know all of the quarterbacks that were taken that didn't work out. Tebow, Mariota, Trubisky, you could even say Wentz to this point, RG3. I know all those names. You have to take the risk that you're going to catch a bad fish in order to maybe one of those real good ones swim into your hook. That's what you have to do.
I think my only fear about trading up into a spot like that and putting a couple years' worth of first-round capital on it is not necessarily getting the one that tanks, and we all see it tank in front of us, and we go, oh, my God, that was a terrible pick. It's getting the guy that you don't know anything about after a couple of years, or that is just middle of the road, you know, an Alex Smith first overall pick, or a Jared Goff first overall pick, or, you know, it's not so much the Trubiskys of the world that I worry about, because I would hope that the Steelers scouting staff is good enough to recognize that those aren't the guys. But the guys, you know, you mentioned Mariota, for example, at sec, that are just somewhere in the middle, because that's what we fear more than anything else, I think, guys, is continuing to live somewhere in that gray, murky middle.
I don't know that they're ever going to be bad enough, at least in the next couple of years, because of their defense, to go to even when to go from what, like 12th down to what? What are you talking about, Colin? Like the top five?
Well, it's going to involve draft capital. They're going to have to trade first-round picks in the future to get that pick.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be – I know they recently traded a first-round pick, but that was to pick up a proven commodity in Minkah Fitzpatrick, who was only 1 year into the league. I can't see them operating that way. I can understand your argument, but, man, you have to be right because –
okay, well, let me ask you this. What's it going to do? What's the worst that can happen? Three playoff wins in a decade? You know, like, what baseline are we working off of, Jim? People, and I'm not blaming you here at all. I'm not blaming you here at all. But the people that use your line of thinking act like the Pittsburgh Steelers are some great football team right now. They've won three playoff games in a decade. A decade.
It's been – and they're – the last 3 years, we've talked about it. They have faded down the stretch, and they still have the same GM. They still have the same coach, and so they haven't made any changes in that regard. You know, maybe the GM will retire at some point, but I don't know that he will. I guess maybe what I'm doing is I've been here so long, and I know the way that these guys operate that I can't think outside that box because I just know the way that they operate.
Then maybe they got to operate differently.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to completely disagree with that.
What do you think? Who do you, Jim? Let me ask you this: who do you think will be the next quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers after Ben? In what year? In how many years?
It'll be somebody next year, and it'll be somebody who's in the league already.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ray talked about this earlier. Ray Fittipaldo talked about it. That, you know, that look at all the guys that have switched. You know, they switched last year. They're going to switch this year. But I don't know if you can go year by year on a quarterback. But if you do that, then that's operating in the middle, right? If you bring in a guy like, I'm using an extreme example here, like Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's going to be good enough to win you some games, and yet he's not a guy who, obviously, with his age, he's not going to be your future. But to bring in journeymen like that, I don't know if you can win. I don't know if you can win, but I think that's what they're going to do.
I don't mind that if then the next shoe that drops after that is eventually trading up within a year or two, eventually trading up or being in a spot to take that first-round quarterback. You know, even if you take a back-end first-round quarterback like Baltimore did that you have identified and you go and you rub your palms together and you go, we know something everybody else doesn't know. This guy's going to be the guy. And, yeah, I mean, you wonder about Lamar Jackson in the playoffs right now. But still, they got somebody. You'd love to have him right now. If you're a franchise,
the Steelers were lucky that Ben was there at number 11,
right?
Because you look back on it, if you were to redraft in 04, Ben would be the first overall pick.
I don't know. It's just really interesting. It's really interesting to think that the line of thinking just can't continue. It can't continue. It feels like stagnation. All right, Jim, answer me this. How do you answer people who say, and this is I think this is a real good conversation here. Are these people delusioned or are they on to something? Because there's a lot of people this morning on social media and people have called and people have texted and everything else that have said, Well, as soon as the Steelers get a decent running game, and as soon as they bolster the offensive line, you guys are missing the point totally. Ben Roethlisberger, he was running for his life. Ben Roethlisberger had no offensive line and no run game. And you guys are blaming Ben way too much. You're missing it all. You're missing it all. And this year, he'll have a better running game, and he'll probably have a better offensive line. So stop coming down so hard on Ben. It wasn't Ben's fault last year. How do you answer people like that?
Well, everything seemed to be working pretty well with a decent running game and using the quote-unquote Matt Canada stuff over the first three, four, 5 weeks of the season, and then it went away. And why did it? Because the quarterback got away from it. And that worked okay for a little while. And it also worked for what, the second half against the Colts when Ben started just calling out plays that they hadn't run during the week that the other team didn't expect, because everybody around the league knows exactly, pretty much exactly what plays are coming when the Steelers line up, or at least they did. And that there's, and I don't think the offensive line's going to be better, by the way, necessarily.
Well, yeah. I think that's the biggest question for those people, Jim, that want to ask, as Colin pointed out, you know, what makes you guys think that Ben won't be better than he was the second half last year? Well, what makes you think that the offense is going to look any different? You know, a couple of offensive line draft picks, maybe a free agent running back on the cheap, or maybe a running back in the first. You know, it comes down to, do we really believe that Ben Roethlisberger is going to buy all into what Matt Canada wants to do? I mean, it strikes me that people who want to make the excuse of, oh, the offensive line was bad. Yeah, it was. Oh, there was no running game. You're right, there wasn't. They're also missing the point that the quarterback simply did not play well, regardless of those other aspects. Those other aspects didn't help. They didn't pick him up when he wasn't playing well. But the quarterback did not play well for the bulk of the second half of the season, and he's not going to get any better at this point in his career.
Right. My retort to the running game was this, that I think that the short passing game could have opened up some if the quarterback had his legs underneath him and could have completed some long passes as well. That opens up the short passing game just as much as the running game does. And so that said, you didn't necessarily keep defenses honest because you couldn't complete a long pass. I seem to think that there's a lot wrong with Ben's. People keep concentrating on what's going on with his elbow. I seem to think that there's a lot wrong with Ben's lower body. And he can't leverage, and he can't plant, and he can't get his legs underneath of him, and he can't throw a deep ball with any accuracy or the velocity that he used to. And whenever Ben can't do that, we see where this deep ball just flutters. And it's not effective then to keeping people honest. And I just don't know, in watching him in the last 6-7 games, how that's going to rectify itself or how he's going to work to rectify it. That feels like one of the skills as you age that's done, that you're not getting back, that's not going to come back. And people say, well, look at Brady. This is another one that we're getting this morning. Look at Brady. His last year in New England, he was terrible. He was. The trajectory wasn't pointing up. But do you know what Tom Brady is and was and will continue to be? He's a guy who eats kale sandwiches and drinks coconut water with, with droplets of whatever magic pills in them all day and works out 13 times a day. His life is football. He has a much better chance of making it work and avoiding father time than a guy like Ben ever will. That's just the way that it works for Tom Brady and the way that it has worked for Tom Brady. He knows nothing else but football and his body being a temple. That's the way that it is. And I just don't see Ben bouncing back. Ben, to me, and nobody will ever sell me on this otherwise, he looked to deteriorate over the last month of the season last year. Just a general deterioration.
Those knees aren't going to get any healthier.
Everything deteriorated.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other stuff, the point is taken. The point is taken on the offensive line, on the dropped balls, on the tip passes, on the defense. Hey, look, the last two playoff games, the defense has sucked. This much vaunted defense.
That's true.
They have been terrible. Were they given 80 some points up in the last couple playoff games? They have been awful. But that doesn't take. It's like people who don't want to blame Ben are always playing the look over there game. Look over there. It can be a variety of factors. And I'm here to say I think that Ben Roethlisberger is a big factor, or at least a big enough factor right now, guys, that it's okay to say, let's try something different.
Yeah, you can fix all those other things that we've pointed out, whether it's however you want to talk about offensive philosophy, whether it's run game or short pass, whatever it is. whether it's offensive philosophy, whether it's better talent on the offensive line or simply better execution on the offensive line, maybe better coaching, I don't know. Whether it's, you know, there's the quarterback deciding to treat himself better in the offseason, maybe. I don't know. You can fix all of these things. None of it's going to change the fact that he's 39 and he's not going to get any better than he was in the first half of last season. And that's great. First half of last season, awesome. 11-0 start, I was right there with him all the way. But as soon as somebody catches on to that and he doesn't want to do what Matt Canada asks him to do, or he can't do what Matt Canada asks him to do, and the offensive line is not playing well, and maybe they don't have a running game still, and maybe this and maybe that, and a wide receiver drops a ball, what are we going to do then? Is Ben still capable of lifting everybody up and dragging them towards victory? And I'm here to tell you, at this point in his career, he's not.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think he has it in him. Go ahead, Ben. Or Jim, Ben. Go ahead, Jim.
And I don't think they can fix everything else.
I agree with you.
I don't think they can. Which is probably the major reason why, you know, my stance was to, okay, let's move on now, because you're going to have to do it sooner or later, and this is the best time to do it.
Right. Lose, draft Kumar Rocker or Leiter, and let's go. It's time to go. Move on. And
oh, those guys can throw the deep ball.
Right, for sure.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.